Blasting out coast to coast and border to border on rural radio and hometown radio stations, it's time for America's Hot Barn Report with Monty James.
Let's light the fuse on a TGI Friday edition of America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out coast to coast and border to border. Monty James in the air chair with yet another record-setting week at barns all across the Great Northern Beef Belt and beyond.
Y'all ready for this?
The constant barrage of every barn setting records for every weight of cattle every week has become somewhat mundane. But trust me when I say, gentle listener, these are the best times the cattle industry has seen in recent memory, and with no widespread drought affecting entire states and the big fall run kicking off this week.
This reporter
believes the best is yet to come. We're hoping the new world screwworm joins the old world screwworms where they may lurk and leave the U.S. cattle herd alone. Fingers crossed.
You need me on that
yesterday.
Ball.
Did it? At the CME in Chicago, October live cattle down, but only 12 cents, closing at 234.72. December fats, nickelback stopping at 236.40. September feeders finished at 258.02, down 7 cents, but still mind-blowing numbers, to say the least. October feeders gained 42 cents, settling at 258.10 at the bell. That's Jim Dandy, and we're totally stoked.
Whoa.
But here's the numbers rolling in from our reporting barns. Tis price discovery in its purest form. Again, the Hot Barn Report did not invent the price discovery concept. We owe that to our longtime friend and mentor, Colonel John Phillips, who revolutionized price discovery reporting and promoting local sale barns in small town USA. Tip of the hat to my old traveling pard, CJP, who is no longer with us. He would be amazed at these numbers, however.
Inland Bassett Livestock Auction.
177 head of black yearling steers averaging 1040 sold to the highest bidder for $334.50. 76 head of 780-pound heifers sizzled at a smoke show $388 at Mobridge Livestock. 185 head of reds off the Gill Ranch Wing 1010 burned at $336.50 in Motown. 63 head of 975-pound steers boomed at $354.50 at North Dakota's Napoleon Livestock. As we always say, great time to be in the cattle biz. If you got cattle, that is. See big sale details at Hot Barn Report on Facebook as the big fall run revs its engine. Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report saying keep eating that beef raised in the good old U.S. of A.
Brought to you by North Platte Stockyards, Stockman's Livestock, Tri-County Stockyards, Bassett Livestock, Platte Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Moorridge Livestock, Okalava Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, Babe Livestock, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.
If you love cattle and rodeo, make the trip to Young's Western Warehouse in beautiful Valentine, Nebraska, nestled in America's top cow-calf county. Can't make the trip from, say, Maine or Florida? No problemo. Do your buying online at the famous DiscountWesternWear.com website. One of the nation's largest selections of Western clothes, tacks, saddles, workwear, Montana silversmith jewelry, and Western decor delivered to your door.
Hey, that rhymed.
www.DiscountWesternWear.com. Free shipping on orders of over $99. Owned by the Weber Ranch family.